San Diego. I'll be at the Grand Comedy Club Friday, October 3rd. Get your tickets now on my website at ryansickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like that kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. Ryan Sickler here. Thank you for supporting this show. This is one of the shows you got to watch. This is a produced show where we dive back into people's childhoods, get nostalgic, have fun. I'm very excited to have this guest back here in the Way Back. His second time, ladies and gentlemen, Ali Siddiq. Welcome back to the Way Back, man, Ali Siddiq.
Thank you for bringing me way back. Make sure y'all go to AliSiddiq.com. Look at all the specials, Rugged, My Two Sons. Go back and watch, since we're going way back, go back and watch The Domino Effect, which is pretty good. Man, way back. Where we starting? How back we started?
Well, when you came here the first time, we got a good one. We talked about Underoos,
Superman,
homemade Halloween costume. Yes. So I wanted to ask you, before we record, were you a vacation family? And if so, did you drive? Did you fly? Like, what were you guys doing to get away from home?
We really wasn't vacationing. My mom, when, you know, she's a very responsible mom. When she wasn't able to take care of us, and we would, she would just start a new career, and, you know, she was going to need money, and she was going to just be able to fend for herself. She would send me and my sister to live with our relatives. So that was our vacation. So, you know,
you just get sent away.
Just get sent away. You know, I lived in Mississippi. I lived in Chicago.
Are these for summers or?
No, these for, this is for life. Like, we not getting.
So mom's starting a new job, and it's like, y'all gotta get out of here until I get settled in.
I gotta go to school. Yeah. I'm only gonna be able to take care of myself. So, hey, listen, you're going to live with your relatives in California. So, bye. Pack everything up. Don't leave anything.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
And how long would you go live with them for?
Until it was time to come back. This is an until situation. This is like being locked up for they were like, hey, you got 10 years and a day. Like, what day? Just whenever we decide.
And you would go, where'd you stay out here?
Inglewood.
Okay, and where in Mississippi?
Clarksdale.
And where else did you go? Anywhere else?
Chicago.
Man, you were going all over.
Yeah, New York. And then we would come home. Cause I actually don't even have relatives in Houston.
What?
Crazy. And then I would go live with my dad, and then my dad, he didn't want to be, it's no summers with him. Just go with your grandma. And she would go to Pinesville, Louisiana, which is like Alexander. So yeah, I've stayed a couple of places. I've been enrolled in some schools.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, I've been enrolled.
How many elementary schools have you been in? Have you ever figured that out?
I never figured it out, but I know it's at least 7.
Damn. So you never really you never did a kindergarten or first through fifth in one school?
No. I remember California is the place I'm never gonna forget. Cali, because I have like all my cousins live out here. And
so who's in Houston? Just your mom and dad at the time then? They don't have any family there?
My dad passed. He wasn't even in Houston. He was in Louisiana. He went back home. It was just my mom. I don't know why she stayed.
I see.
She could have bailed too, because she's not from there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was moving too fast, and I zipped myself up in my pants. And I remember my mom taking me to the hospital.
To the hospital for it? How old were you?
I was like 4 or 5.
You zipped your little dick up in your pants, yeah, and you had to go to the hospital? And you were bleeding that bad?
But I'm talking about, it's entangled. It's
entangled.
It is. This is way before the entanglement. It was.
Did you go over it?
I'm talking about, like, it was crazy town. Like, I'm about to have.
It's hard to hear this.
I'm about to have a.
The hospital is crazy.
It's crazy. And I remember walking up to the hospital, and my mom used to watch this soap opera. And I said, is this General Hospital? I want to know. It was crazy time. I think on the episode, the last time I was here, I said that my first Halloween was here.
In England.
In LA. Mm-hmm. So, and we had went trick or treating in Hollywood, and they had these huge houses. And when I was smaller, of course, the doors looked, you know, bigger when I was smaller. And I never forget walking up to this long walkway, and this door opened. It had some tall doors, and it opened really, really slow. And a witch came out, and me and my sister damn near ran out of our costume. We was like, I think I left my little piece of costume. Like,
it was Superman's towels here, everybody.
Yo, I'm out.
Oh, shit.
So no vacations, just sent away.
All right, sent away. And are you playing sports as a kid?
Oh, definitely played sports. So I played football at Jane Long Middle School. I was the right inside linebacker, the left inside linebacker, white guy named Chris. We were the best. We was like Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah?
Yeah, way before Lawrence Taylor. You know what I'm saying? We was crazy people. It's like we was on coke, because we meant to hurt you. And then I was small, so once the line go down, you really can't see me. I was like an assassin, like Atwater. I wanted to, and Chris used to hype me up like, yo, we gotta send somebody to the emergency room. And like, we was kids. We was kids, and I don't know why we was like this. Coach Granier had us out. We was vibing little kids. Like, I was my number 21. And I would say, then I played basketball at Jane Long. Then I got transferred. Bam! Jane Long!
That's it,
huh? On Bel Air Boulevard, Jane Long Middle School. Bars.
You ain't lying.
So now this
Gated
is.
It all, huh?
Now look at this school, right? Look at this school. So then I get transferred to Paul Revere Middle School, which is definitely on Briar Forest. Drive.
Now, why are you being transferred?
Because we moved.
Okay. Not because of discipline reasons.
No. This is a different school. This school, yeah, swing on around. You see no bars in front of it.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice, well-to-do not neighborhood. Not gated, not prison-like. And so at this school, we had more money at the school. Mm-hmm. So they would give you the basketball shoes that you're going to play in.
Oh, really?
And so watch this. We would come out to the Beastie Boys, Paul Revere.
Nice. Yeah.
When we come out, and we had this dude named Edgar Rice that was dunking.
In middle school?
He was dunking in middle school. He was crazy, right? But we lost every game. And we was a good team. Let me tell you why we lost every game, because Edgar was like a Jehovah Witness or something. He couldn't play after 6 o'clock.
Nah.
So we
hold on, your all-star couldn't even play after 6.
Man, we running up the score on y'all, and it's like the other teams be like, just wait.
Yeah.
Second half, he won't be in there.
Calling a bunch of timeouts.
We got two more courts. I'm talking as soon as 6 o'clock. And then
second half, he ain't gonna be in there.
What's the crazy thing is he wouldn't even leave the school. His dad would be sitting in the stands with him, like he just couldn't play. He could watch. Like, but what is the point?
Seriously.
Yo, man, I'm throwing alley oops first half, then all of a sudden, no.
He's gone.
Man, it was Edgar Rice dunking in middle school.
For the first half.
And man, I'm talking about, man, we would get dominant. And this also let me know that just because you did something don't mean that you will always be at a high level. So our coach used to play for the Atlanta Hawks.
Okay.
Yeah. But now he's a...
he's right here.
He's right there. He's like 6'7", played for the Atlanta Hawks. He's like, yo, when did you play? Like, right, like with who? Bill Russell?
Yeah, I was
like,
about to say, like, with Bill play? Russell, yeah.
And man, it was crazy. So, yeah.
Pistol Pete?
Yeah. Party, man. And my...
But you said on the Honeydew, you mentioned you were good at basketball, huh?
Definitely was good.
What was it? Was it height that was a problem, or?
You know what's crazy? In the
seventh... Because they got Spud Webb, Muggsy Bogues.
In the seventh grade... Mm-hmm. I was a 5. I was a center.
Were you really?
Yeah, it's okay. Then 8th grade, it's like everybody went to sleep and grew up. And I've been 5'7" since 7th grade. And
you went from center to guard.
I went point guard.
Point guard. Overnight.
Not even shooting guard.
Overnight.
Point guard.
Overnight.
Overnight. Over one summer, everybody shot up. Right when I was in elementary, like what, fourth, fifth grade. It was I became the guy who, you know, you go get the flag, you put the flag up in the morning, then at
When you said that, I totally forgot about that kid. I remember when once you said, I was like, oh yeah, there was always a kid in high school or whatever that would go out, raise the flag up every day. I forgot about
you
that.
You get out of class.
How'd you get
15 minutes early?
How'd you know you could do that?
No, how I know I wanted to do it.
Oh, really?
One of the hottest women in the game. At the time, she was from Tampa, Florida. Her name was Tammy. This was the prettiest.
Tammy from Tampa.
This was the prettiest white woman. She wasn't even a woman at the time. This was the prettiest white girl I've ever seen in my life. And she was the flag bearer. And this is what made me want to do it. Because I needed that time. I needed that personal time.
Oh, and so you weren't replacing her. You were joining her.
I was joining. Because you need two people to fold the flag. Yeah.
And what happened to the other person? You ran them off?
It was just me and Tammy. When we got picked in the fourth grade.
I'm saying, how'd you even know about this?
She was doing it. She did it in the third grade.
And you saw her do it?
And I saw it. I'm like, yo.
Okay, you're like, I want to be part of this.
So fourth grade, I don't even think that person was there. They picked new people every year. And we did it for 2 years in a row. And I was like, boy, she is a hot. Something to make me
out here. So tell me about it. What do? You go out in the morning and you unfold the flag.
Unfold the flag. Talk. This is who taught me about yellow rice. I never even knew it was yellow rice. She was like, "No, in Tampa we eat yellow rice." I was like, "I eat yellow rice with you," and yellow rice is fantastic.
It is fantastic.
Oh man,
it's way better than white rice.
It's way better than white rice. Brown rice and black rice is really good. Yellow rice is amazing.
It is.
It definitely, and I learned that just folding the flag.
And which middle school is this, Paul Revere?
No, this is elementary. It's Cunningham. Cunningham Elementary.
Where's the flag? Oh, right here.
Yep.
Is that same place it was when you went there and everything?
It was in front. They didn't rebuilt the school because I know for facts that driveway wasn't like that. Yeah.
So you two go out together in the morning.
Yeah.
And then what? Do you also, you raise the flag
up? Raise the flag and lower the flag.
And then once it's up, what happens? When they do the Pledge of Allegiance in the school?
Yeah, you do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay.
You know, that was my first time ever having to lower the flag at half staff.
Yeah, why? What happened then?
The challenge.
Shuttle? Yeah.
Shuttle blew up.
Yeah.
And this is crazy. We watched that live.
We did too.
On a roll-in
team. I mean, all our age. Yep, we did too. I was in home ec. I'll never forget. That shit blew up, and they were like, "We're going to make pizza bagels." We were like, what? We watched it in front of everybody.
No. I was blew up, and then the teacher tried, Miss Luckett tried to cut the TV off like we didn't see it. He was like, "Let's go to something else." Like, no, it just happened.
That was even more disturbing for them, too, because one of the, Krista McCullough was a teacher. That was real personal
That's why we was watching it.
Yeah, for sure.
And boom, that was crazy.
So now, are you guys doing the American and the Texas flag?
It wasn't the Texas flag. We were just doing the American flag back then.
Oh, you didn't even do the state flag back then? You know what? We didn't either. Yeah. We just did the American flag. The American You're flag. Right.
Wasn't no state. And they had it, but we didn't do anything with it.
So did you ever ask her out? Did you ever work up the courage?
She got transferred right in the middle of the fifth grade year.
And who came in and took her place?
Some weird dude that I never talked to.
I asked you about before we recorded about school dances and stuff. Tell me about those for you guys.
Oh, that was straight.
Because your sound way different than ours.
Straight break dancing.
Everybody?
Everybody. Even if you couldn't do it. So it's popping, break dancing. It was, you know, I think Footloose was a big movie back then. So it was like one of those type of things. You know,
well, you had Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo,
Beach Street.
Yeah. You had Footloose. It was a lot of Dirty Dancing. There was a lot of dance movies. Flash Dance was big. Everybody was dancing back then.
Damn sure big. Mm-hmm. This one, girls was wearing
legs. Staying Alive was a little earlier than us, but still was disco.
I think most of our stuff was because of Fame.
You're right. Fame.
Fame was big. Now, you just couldn't come dressed like Leroy, but you damn sure had the moves. Debbie Allen. You know, Debbie Allen's from Houston. So we
big enough. Leroy, dude, Kirsten, look up. Look up Leroy from Fame. There he is.
They go Debbie Allen from Houston.
Yep. I remember Debbie Allen, Felicia's sister.
Yeah, Felicia Rashad. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, this is what you couldn't
come. Yeah, he was the one you couldn't come as.
Yeah, all you right. Can't come as Leroy. And Leroy had all the girls, but for some reason, the outfits was awful. You know, being Michael Jackson was huge then.
Yeah.
So anything Mike was doing was fantastic.
I mean, I still remember watching the Moonwalk live just being like, what was that? Was that an alien? I mean, what year was that? 83? Yeah, I was 10, 83, yeah.
Oh, man, it was crazy.
So you guys are breakdancing and stuff. I know we talked about last episode, parachute pants, all that stuff, too.
Those pants were not, we were just wearing Lees.
Whatever.
Remember before Levi's, it was just jeans called Lees.
Lees. Yeah, and then they tried to come back and had that little Buddy Lee. Remember Buddy Lee?
Oh, man.
You remember Buddy Lee? They tried to bring Lees back. Lees, I had Coca-Cola jeans.
Oh, for sure. If you had a Coca-Cola shirt and some Levi's, you was off the chain.
Yeah. Did you ever drink any of the, we were broke, so we'd get the 90, we'd get like the 15 cent ones, just say soda.
Yeah.
And a 3 liter. Did you ever have a 3 liter?
We rather drink that. Yes, yep. I did have a
three liter.
A 3 liter goes flat after three opens.
It's just
flavored water.
Three liter goes flat so fast.
Nobody's ever had a fresh cup of 3 liter soda.
The first sip out of one is it, dude. You're right. That is the truth.
Damn, a 3 liter was awful.
Tell me about Hot Ball. This is one of the games you play in your neighborhood. It's something you guys created. Okay. I love games like this.
Hot Ball starts when you have a bully in the neighborhood that really can't play football, but he is his ball. Mm-hmm. And so you have an uneven amount of people. So you had 9 people, right? So now y'all just get in a circle and throw the ball up in the air and catch it, and you have to run a touchdown or somebody tackle you. Now you run a touchdown, then you got to go back to the other touchdown, but it's 8 people trying to tackle you. So in high ball, you don't necessarily have to have a football. You can have a tennis ball, anything to throw up in the air that one person catch. You can have a ball of foil.
Yeah.
And you can just throw it up and I think we just wanted to hurt each other. Cause definitely.
Do you know what we played? You know what we called that game growing up?
What?
Smear the Queer. You never played Smear the Queer?
No. Because we wasn't playing with you if you was queer. We was like, no. Go so.
Listen, here's the thing. We've talked about this, man. I've brought it up. People used to play it. So we called it Smear the Queer. And the same game you're talking about, we take a football or a baseball, whatever, throw it up in the air. Person that catches it now is the queer. And you got to run until you get tackled. Then you throw it up and the next person gets it. We didn't have, this is something that was taught to us, you know, from the older kids. We didn't know what the hell a queer was back then. You know, we were just like, we would go knock on your door. Can Allie come out and play Smear the Queer? I think about it all the time now. Parents are looking at us like, what? Play what? Smear the Queer? And then I would remember, like, it would be getting dark, and we'd be out there, and my dad's like, y'all got to come in. I'm like, Dad, I'm the queer now. What are you talking about? I'm just out there, backyard Barry Sanders and shit. We're the queer. Look it up, Kirsten. Smear the Queer. I promise you, this was a game. No quarterback. This is it right here. Every person for himself. If you tackle, that's it. Where are you from? What was this game called? You all called it Hot Ball? We called it Smear the Queer.
Did y'all play Spread Eagle?
No. What's that one? What's Spread Eagle?
Spread Eagle is when you throw a ball up against a wall and you can only catch it with one hand. But if you don't catch the ball, you have to run and touch the wall. And if somebody hits you with the ball, then if you miss, you got to run and touch the wall. If somebody hits you, then you got to be up against the wall with your back turned or forward, depends on how you playing.
And everybody gets a throw?
No, one person.
Oh, one.
The person that hits you get a chance to throw the ball at you and try to bust you in your face.
Your face.
Yeah, we really want to hit you in the face of the head.
But we would play, and you know what's funny? Because it's a softer generation now. We would play this game called Bottoms Up.
Spread Eagle.
Butts Up. I was just about to tell you. We're just about to play Butts Up. That's what we played.
We called it Murder, too.
Okay. We played Butts Up. We play like, whatever, soccer or something. And the losing team would have to line up on the wall, all their asses bent over. And then everybody would get to kick balls in their direction. You're taking them in the fucking hamstrings and shit. Like, God, and it's close. They're cranking on you hard. You're like, God, just coming home with welts and shit.
That's a good game.
Tell me about video games for you growing up. What's the first one? Did you have
pinball.
Pinball. You ever have the what was the first one? Okay. It was like Breakout. Pong. It was called Pong. That's what it was. Yeah, that's it. Right there on TV. See in the middle? That's what I think
we
this,
did
like,
have
just
this.
Preceded Atari.
Oh no, we didn't have that big controller.
My yeah,
controller
no, hell
small.
No.
Nah, this was way.
Yeah, this. I think this came out first. Pong. Oh wow, it was an Atari. It was developed by Atari. I didn't know that. Well, you had pinball first. You're playing
pinball
stuff.
First. That gets you addicted, and then you go to video games.
Oh, I mean, we're at the roller rink playing Dig Dug and Dig Galaxy Dug, and Donkey Kong.
You know, I'm
Pac-Man.
Still called it Galaxy. Like I'm one of the best Galaxy players in the
Are
world.
Are you really?
For sure.
You know, it's funny. I just went to this thing for my daughter's gymnastics competition. We had to stay in San Diego at this place called Town and Country, and they had a Galaxy in there. And that's what I did. I went in and set the high score all night on it.
Man. And
this kid was like, you could do two planes? I'm like, yeah, bro. You don't know about that.
Two planes.
Yep.
And I set a high score on Galaxy or 1942 anytime. You ever played 1942?
Is that the plane one?
The plane.
Yeah. God, man. I'm telling you, when you said it, I had completely pushed this game out of my memory. Yeah. Commando was one.
Yeah, Commando.
I remember.
Commando was definitely
similar to that, right?
Definitely a good game.
Yeah, Commando was a good
one. Commando was
God.
Was
I
crazy.
Forgot what that looked like. Look at that. What were you good at? Like right now, if you had to
what
be
was
like,
on ColecoVision?
Ours big one was Donkey Kong. We love ColecoVision. Pitfall. So we used to have this one game on here, Ollie. It was Track and Field. So we used to
Track and Field.
Yeah,
for sure.
Remember?
Oh yes.
And you'd have to rub the controller to make the thing run. Man, we used to get blisters on our hand like this. So we started getting our back gloves. We'd have a back glove. We'd all be like trading off.
This is what I learned about playing video games now. So I'm playing 1942 and my forearm is on fire. I'm not going to be able to make it. So now I'm hitting it with the inside of my hand, but I'm like, I am dying right now.
Oh man, I'll never forget. My friend, this guy lived a couple houses up from him. His name is Jeff Wagner, and took the Atari controller back in the day. And once it got loose, you know, the controller came off with just a little plastic stick in there. Just to be funny, he took the controller and he suction cupped that shit to his head. And he just left it on there while we're playing. He took that shit off. The motherfucker had a hickey on his head for like 5 days. He had to wear 3 Band-Aids. He wouldn't go to school to cover that shit up. Yeah, there's Pitfall right there. So there was another one too. We had like a as they progressed, I don't know what was after Sega Genesis. I forget, like the 27, whatever.
It's another one right
But there was
now.
A Pitfall that was a modern one where if you swung right, you could drop down into something and it would take you into the old game. So it'd have like this layer underneath of it where you're running through the old school game while you're playing the newer one. It was pretty badass. Dude, we would have fist fights. We had to take the game away. I went to work one night. Shout out to UPS Baltimore Hub, Primary 1, Joe Avenue. When I came back at 3 in the morning, we had a party. And when I came back, I was ready to go. I'm ready to party. Everybody's gone. There's like 2 people left. I said, what happened? They said, oh, man. Greg and Sheila got into a fist fight over NCAA basketball. I said, what are you talking about? That was a good one, though, with the O'Bannon brothers and shit, where you could hit those through all bad. I mean, we're talking about 20-some-year-old men fist fighting over these games. Oh, I'll tell you another one. Intellivision.
Intellivision.
That might have been the one. Now, this one, Intellivision had like a small, had a pad with like a disc in it. Their controller sucked. This gold black thing down here. This is it. See, like the disc. Yeah. A friend of ours had that, and we didn't like that one. We had Atari and ColecoVision. It Coleco was great. And Nintendo, the first Nintendo was great, too. But, you know, we would play these handheld games right here. This is basketball right here. That was basketball. It was just red dots.
That's the first cell phone, basically.
Yeah, you're right.
Did
you ever play with this? You remember this?
Yes.
Little Professor Calculator.
Little Professor Calculator. Man, these are great games. Especially this. If you had this.
That football one there.
That one right there. You play this until you start stealing batteries out of other things.
I have a twin brother, so we would fist fight each other for that fucking game. We weren't getting two of them. They were expensive. We were fist fighting for that.
And
it was, you know, then it was play against. Do you remember Double Dribble? Remember that one? This is one of my greatest video game wins ever. I go out to a friend's house one day.
This is a great game.
And I come home, and my brother, we agreed to take our grass-cutting money and go buy the Double Dribble. So he had gone out to get it during the day with my dad or whatever. I come home from a friend's house, and he's already been playing all day. I walk in. He slides a controller. Offense, A is this, B is this. Because remember, it's two buttons.
It's two
defense,
buttons.
A is this, B is this. I said, great. We get right down to it. I'm down by two. I throw up a three here, hitting the buzzer and win. This motherfucker, he been playing all day. I just walked in and I hit it and won, man. To this day, I still like, remember that
it's
double
like
dribble.
They held the ball right before they
hit. Yeah, that's right. This was innovative because this game, when you would dunk, it would cut to a screen image of something else. And we were like, it was like three different dunk images they would have. There's one right there. So it'd be like three of these different ones that would come up if you jammed on it. There they are. Yeah. That's you see that talk the shit greatest, in somebody's face.
That's why you Daryl Dawkins.
Are you competitive with your kids now?
Very competitive.
Like you play a game. You said chess was something you guys
play.
Yeah, we
play chess, but the basketball game, any basketball game, like we go to like a main event or Dave and Buster's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take no type of pity on them. If we playing table hockey, I don't care about you.
Yep.
You are the competitor. Like I dunk on my kids. I don't care about you. Like, get dunked on.
I just put this video up not that long ago, but I was at Comedy on State in Madison, one of the best clubs in the country. And they got the prettiest green room in the biz.
I've been there.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I was in that thing, Comedy on State. Yeah, I've been there.
It's crazy. You could live there. Definitely. And it's got a mini basketball hoop. Now, we used to have the Nerf one back in the day, and my brother and I would kill each other in the corner. Just put it up on a closet and just, dang, you know, you're not dribbling. You just got a Nerf ball, you're just dunking on each other. Well, this one was a metal rim breakaway they had with a plexiglass backboard. So I got one from my place and I put it up. And my stepson's now, he's 6'6".
Wow.
And his sister, my daughter, is she's 10. And I said, listen, this motherfucker ain't going to see it coming, but you're going to help me dunk on his ass. So we put the rim up. And we got this window where we look out she and I argue, like, I'm like, this, it looks like a person out there, but it's really probably a coat rack or something. So I said, what we're going to do is make him stand right here and say, you got to stand right here. And we have an argument. It's a coat rack or it's a person. What do you think that is? And he's just standing there looking. I just came up from behind.
Where am I? That's what you get for not coming to visit your sister forever.
He's like, God damn it. I said, that's what you get, motherfucker. Yeah. But I had to push off his back to get up there. Like, he's tall as shit.
You know what's crazy? My mom would put us on punishment. And this is how innovative we were. We would take a coat hanger, wire coat hanger, put it in a circle, and close it inside the closet door, and take a sock and just shoot. All day.
Yeah.
And so she would come in, she was like, no socks and no hangers, and though you having too much fun on punishment. I'm like, but if me and my cousin are playing, this is a breakaway rim for sure. Dunking on each other with socks. It was insane.
Killing each other.
Insane.
Dude, I know you got to get out of here. Congratulations. Your daughter just got first place.
Thank you. Before we go, my whole team, Dre included, Marcus, John Bruden, all of them have lost to me in the, you know, you go to the mall, it's a shooting game, mm-hmm. and they got, they got all the stuff up, and they can give you an AR, and you shoot all the little things that's on the rack. All of them have lost to me.
You sharpshooter?
Dre, you've won before. Yeah, he's never won. Like, all of them have lost.
Like, why are you such a good shoot?
Because I can
shoot. Did you have BB guns and stuff growing up?
All of that.
Oh, you did?
And then I would shoot all of mine down. And then I just shoot theirs too, just to help them out. All of them have lost.
Help them out.
I'm very competitive.
Man, it's a great time, dude. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
Congrats on your daughter. Promote, and we'll get you out of here.
Yo, make sure y'all go to AliSadiq.com. You can go to Ali Sadiq Comedy on YouTube. Look at all of my stuff. Click on and grab you some tickets for one of the dates, man. We got like 34 of them. Make sure y'all grab y'all some tickets. 34 more theaters.
Congrats.
Thank you, brother.
As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. We'll talk to y'all next week.